We demand perfection out of people all the time. We allow that no one is perfect, but we expect people to be perfect in certain aspects of their life. I'm going to be getting on an airplane here in a couple of days and take a trip. I expect the pilot to make a perfect landing. Now, that landing may not be flawless, but if I land safe and sound without too much terror, then it's a perfect landing. When I go to the surgeon and he begins to cut on me, I expect him to be perfect. I know that that pilot and that surgeon are not perfect in all of their ways, but in certain things, I expect and society demands perfection and will not tolerate anything less. That's the way the scripture speaks to us of a Christian perfection. I want to read about that from Hebrews, part from the sixth chapter and part from the fifth chapter. Jesus, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his reverent piety. Although he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Now let's go to the sixth chapter and the first verse. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. You see, that perfection that Jesus achieved was from the word teleao, the Greek word. This word means to be complete. Jesus was complete when he went to the cross, and there he was made perfect when he offered himself as a sacrifice to God for the benefit of the world. And then the scripture says, and exhorts us as followers of Jesus Christ, as imitators of him, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Now, some translations translate this maturity, but it is the exact same word, root word, as used of Jesus just a few verses before. One is a verb and the other is a noun, but the same word with the same meaning of being complete. So, how is it now that we're going to move on to perfection? In what way can we be perfect as Christians? Because the Lord knows I'm not perfect. I'm not flawless. I don't always do everything right. I stumbled in my walk with Him. I continually pray and I need His grace and His mercy. But in what ways can I be perfect? It's in following Jesus Christ. You see, God doesn't expect us to be perfect, flawless, but He does expect us to belong totally and completely to Him. And He expects us and wants us to imitate Christ and make ourselves a living sacrifice unto Him. And so may we may be made perfect, not flawless, but complete in Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus who led the way. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me. Help me as I offer myself to you. You have all of me. I'm giving you myself. Do with me whatever you wish, and I will be totally yours. In Jesus' name, amen.